We left off discussing the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira came up with a scheme to inform the Kohanim that this person who was coming to partake of Karban Pesach was a guy, and therefore he was not entitled to go ahead and do so. So Tosfos just makes the point that apparently you see that Rabbi ben Beseira was not Olu L'Regel, nor did he go simply to offer the Karban Pesach. And on what basis is that really true? So among the terutzim that Tosfos gives is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was an Itzivim. Itzivim is considered to be that which is Chutz Laretz, and therefore he is considered to be exempt. So he pointed out that if you look in Mishnah Malach, the very beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach, the Mishnah Malach points out that the entire Shak Levatari of Tosfos seems to be that which is quite difficult. That where do you see that these are exemptions when it comes to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach itself? And we pointed out that the Tzlach and Ardaf suggest the following, that perhaps Tosfos is not really addressing Karban Pesach head-on. Tosfos is talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. If one is exempt from Aliyah L'Regel, so therefore there's no obligation to go to the Mikdash, and if one is not in the proximity of the Mikdash, no, he's Derech Rechoka, and therefore he's Potter Minah Karban Pesach. That was the Chiddush of the Tzlach. So therefore, maybe Tosfos, in fact, is just centering around the Aliyah L'Regel itself. And after all, if you look in the language of Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shelo Ola L'Regel. He does seem to emphasize that point of Aliyah L'Regel. We did point out, if you look in the Tosfos Rashba's formulation is somewhat different, and there it's more obvious that the Kasha is regarding Karban Pesach itself. A Chiddush that there seems to be a Ptur of Chutz Laretz when it comes to Karban Pesach, seemingly above and beyond the simple Derech Rechoka. And in the context of this discussion, the Tzlach writes the book, it was obvious Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was at a great distance from the Mikdash Hashem, and the Tzlach adds the phrase of V'lo Matzino, She'yihye M'chuyev Lalos U'lihizkarev Kodem Zman HaPesach in Mehecha Teisi. Where do you see that there is a Chiyuv to position yourself B'derech Krov that one is Chayiv? That if you're Bederech Achoka, you're exempt. And therefore, Mehecha Teisi, that one should have any responsibility to see to it that he positions himself Bederech Krova. So regarding that particular point, we pointed out that the Menchas Chinuch in Karban Pesach, in Mitzvah Hei, in Os Yud Gimel, writes that, is that really true? That there is no obligation, Lihiskarav Hatzmo Kodun Zman HaPesach, Menchas Chinuch writes, he doesn't think that that is true at all. If a person, the language of Menchas Chinuch is im avar v'hu b'derech achoka, if a person avar, and it happens to be derech achoka, yes, you're exempt, and there is no Isser Kares, you're afforded an opportunity to go ahead and to, right, offer a Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, but obviously, there is a chiyuv incumbent upon a person to position himself that he will be chayiv in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. How can one argue, as the Tzlach points out, that there is no such mitzvah whatsoever? Right, a very great chiddush. And we pointed out that the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah goes as far as to assume that this would constitute a bittul essay. A bittul essay. A person who is satisfied with being b'derech rechoka, and as a result he knows that that person is potter min hakarban. It's true, a chiddush, the Menchas Chinuch writes that there's an isser, although there is no isser kares. Kares is a person who is b'derech krova, who fails to offer a Karban Pesach, a person who positions himself derech rechoka, it is a bittul essay, but a chiddush, you have a vatal the essay a Karban Pesach, but nonetheless there is no Isser Kares. And the Menchas Chinuch writes, if you look in the Sugya and Psachim a little bit later on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, he writes that it seems that that in fact is the case. No Kares, but yet it is considered to be that which is a bittul essay. Menchas Chinuch writes, Mashal Mahadav Vadome, let's assume a person knows the Tzukis, but he makes no attempt whatsoever to secure Dalad Minim. So the Menchas Chinuch writes, V'chi eino mevatel bazeh mitzvah sasei. Isn't that called a bittul mitzvah sasei? A person who does not go through the necessary effort to see to it that he can perform a mitzvah. And therefore, that certainly is considered to be that which is a bittul essay. A chiddush that the Menchas Chinuch writes. Bashur Shad, one could argue, again, that's considered to be a bittul essay. We're used to the bittul essay meaning where the conditions of the mitzvah exist, but a person fails to go ahead and do so. A person who, right, is bederach krova, who fails to offer a Karan Pesach. That, no doubt, is a bitul asei, and for that you're chayiv kares. But a very great chiddush. And indeed, the sugi the Minchas Chinuch cites, that sugi Sachman of Samachtes, if you look at Rashi, Diramaschal Onesh, Rashi seems to say explicitly, Rashi says, Umekame hachi, Rashi writes before Erev Pesach, Lo ramya chiyuv alayu. There's no chiyuv. Lo ramya chiyuv alayu does not sound like that it's a bitul asei with no kares. Lo ramya chiyuv alayu seems to mean that there is no chiyuv. The chiyuv of Karan Pesach is determined by the onset of Erev Pesach. That's the Rambam's Derech HaChok is Nikva B'Shas Aliyas HaShemesh. And before that, there is no chiyuv at all. It doesn't sound at all, as the Minchas Chinuch writes, that this is considered to be that which is a bitul asei. So again, a great chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch writes that is called the bitul asei. The Raya the Minchas Chinuch brings from that Gemara and of Samachtes, if anything, perhaps sounds quite the opposite. L'ram yechiv alayu does not sound like it's addressing only this or kares. It sounds like it's talking about the chiyuv in terms of the ikar hamitzvah itself. And we furthermore started to discuss that this position here of the Minchas Chinuch when it comes to Derech HaChokah seems to be at odds with what the Minchas Chinuch asserts in other contexts. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis, in the Mitzvah Bris Milah, this is found in the recent editions of the Minchas Chinuch in Oschav Beis, what about when it comes to Bris Milah? A person will go ahead and remove the Arla Kodem Yom Hashmini. Well, the Minchas Chinuch writes the Chiddush that the Chiyuv of Bris Milah is Nikva B'Yom Hashmini. And therefore, if a person will remove the Arla, the language of the Minchas Chinuch is quite striking, that Ein Isser Klal, Im Yirtza Lachtoch Arlaso Kodem Ches Yamim Afilu Al Yedei Psulim. What's the Isser? Of a person removing the Arla Al Yedei Goy, Kodem Yom Hashmini. When the Yom Hashmini will arrive, the person has no Arla, and he's exempt. So therefore, that is not called a bitul mitzvah sasei at all, a very great chiddush. But rather, the zman ha-mitzvah begins, and if a person does not have an orla, eino chayiv b'mitzvah zu, well, a very great chiddush. Minchas Chinuch writes that gam bidei shamayim ein onish. There isn't even an onish bidei shamayim for doing such a thing. The Minchas Chinuch does write that be'idon rischa, if you're dealing with the time, Rachman Litzlan, that it's kas, it's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angered against Knesset Yisrael, manish lo min hashamayim. It's not a schus that you remove the orla kodem yom hashmini. No bragging rights. And therefore, b'shas rischa, you don't necessarily want to be in that position. But nonetheless, that is not called a bitul asei, and even b'dei shamayim ein onesh, a very great chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch even compares that to our sugi that we'll see in Daf Dalet of Tashbisu. What happens if a person, the Minchas Chinuch writes, right, he doesn't want to wait until the last minute, so therefore he rids his house of all chametz a week before Pesach. So therefore, wonderful, right, when Pesach comes, his house is free of chametz. What about a chiyuv of Tashbisu? An obligation to go ahead and to engage in biur chametz? Yeah. You're obligated to engage in bris milah if you have an orla. You're obligated to engage in the mitzvah biur chametz if you have chametz. This person does not have chametz. Would you terribly criticize that person? Right? You're mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisu? Yeah, the Minchas Chinuch writes the chiddush that, what do you mean? That the Torah obligates you in biur if a person possesses, if you don't possess. Then not, and what is true of biur chametz, a chiddush, the Minchas Chinuch writes, is true when it comes to the mitzvah bris milah as well. If you look elsewhere, you find similar reasoning in Minchas Chinuch. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Pei, that's where the Chinuch discusses the mitzvah of prika. That if you see that there's an animal which is suffering right under its load, you're obligated to relieve the animal of that burden. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, based on the Gemara, what exactly is the shir? I know that there's an animal suffering, right, under its load, right, miles and miles and miles away. Is that my chiyuv? Is there some threshold where you argue that derech rechoka? No, you're outside, right, of that realm. So the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Gemara that says, yes, there is a shir of a ris. If a person is in, relatively speaking, close proximity, then yes. If it's already a ris and beyond a fraction of a mil, so in such a case, now there is no longer a chiyuv of prika. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Avorachok mizeh hashir, beyond that window, ein chayiv lahatos haderach alav. You don't have to go out of your way. You don't have to travel close to the animal in order to engage in the chiyuv of prika. And then the Sefer HaChinuch adds the following phrase, however, v'ha'os lifni mishuros hadin, tov alav brach. But a person does so. I know an animal is suffering, right, 50 miles away. So I go ahead and relieve the animal of its burden. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Tava Olav Bracha. Tava Olav Bracha. Then the Sefer HaChinuch continues and writes, what about a Zakein or an Adam Nichbad? You're dealing with a very prominent individual where even if it was his animal, he would not relieve the animal of its burden. That's Shlal Lichvodo. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Hakol Nidon Lefimashe Ose B'Shalo. Whatever he would do if this was his, he has to do for others. Similar to Hashava Saveda. He knows that there's a lost object of his miles away. Well, look, if it's the type of object that he would travel that distance to retrieve, then he should do the same thing for someone else. If he wouldn't do it even if the object was his, so therefore, he does not have to do it for someone else as well. So the Minchas Chinuch has the following comment. Minchas Chinuch is very surprised at what the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that if a person travels the extra miles, so that is tavol abracha. Mecha teisi, that's true. Right now a person is at a great distance from the animal. Where do you see that it's a midas chasidus to go ahead and do so? Right now you're exempt. Where do you see that it's such a midas chasidus to put yourself in a situation of chiyuv in order to fulfill the chiyuv of prika? That's the kash the Minchas Chinuch raises. And the Minchas Chinuch writes the chiddush that lulei de mistafina, he would argue that there's a tos in the Sefer HaChinuch that line of the Sefer HaChinuch of Tavla Bracha should not be placed after the Shir of Ris, but it should be placed at the end of the paragraph. A Chacham Shalom Fichodo. He thinks that line is not a context. That technically speaking, if it's a chacham shlolah fichvodo, he's exempt from the chiyuv of prika. But look, don't you see that the animal is suffering? So therefore, even a chacham should go lifni mishuros hadin. And if he does so, tov lo bracha. Ad kedei kach that the Minchas Chinuch writes that phrase of tov lo bracha is modifying the later statement of the Sefer HaChinuch of chacham and nichbad. It's not referring to the distance, because in distance, mehecha teisi, if one is such a distance, that there's a chiyuv, he's karbis atzma. Chiddush, no, l'chora, that sounds exactly like derech rechok and karm pesach, where the Minchas Chinuch writes, that's called the bitul asei. There's no onesh, the onesh is named derech krova, but otherwise that would be called the bitul asei. Very great chiddush, that inconsistency that you find in the Sefer HaChinuch, in the Minchas Chinuch. One last point the Minchas Chinuch describes is right in the mitzvah of Bikurim. This is a Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Tav Reish Vav. That here, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph. And here the Rambam writes the following. A person is Mafrish Bikurim, Lahalosa Lirushalayim. So I'm Mafrish Bikurim. And the next step, of course, is I should bring it to the Mikdash Hashem. So the Rambam writes, Lo yishalchem biyad shliach. You shouldn't go ahead and send a shliach in your stead. Why is that true? Because when the shliach goes, he can perform mikra bikurim, but the shliach, he can perform havas bikurim, but the shliach cannot perform the mikra bikurim. So right now here, the bikurim are designated. The next natural step should be the fulfillment of mikra bikurim as well as havas bikurim. We've discussed in many different shiurim, according to the Rambam, two independent mitzvahs of hava and mikra bikurim. That was the Ramban, right, in the context of Birchas HaTorah. Right, why does the Rambam count havas bikurim, mikra bikurim with two separate mitzvahs and not count Birchas HaTorah separately? An independent kiyum. So therefore the Rambam writes, if a person is mafrish bikurav, you should not go ahead and have the shliach bring it to Yerushalayim, because after all, right, that's sufficient for hava, but the shliach is incapable of mikra bikurim. Then the Rambam adds the following line, v'im liktan mitchila amanas l'shalchem biyad shliach. What happens if initially, when the bikurim were designated, It was with the mindset that I'm not going to be able to bring him to Yerushalayim. I'm going to have someone else do so. As though that from the Hafrosha Sabikurim, it was never Omed Lekriya. Mishas Hafrosha was only for Hava and not for the purpose of Mekra Bikurim. So then the Rambam writes that Harezim Mutar L'Shalfim. So that's an interesting split that the Rambam has. That if Bishas Hafrosha, the mindset was that you would bring it to Yerushalayim, it's as though the Bikurim are Omdim Lekach of Hava and Mikra, and that would be called failure to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, if it's not Aydei Shliach. But if the Tchila Safrosha was Almanas Kain, in such a case, Harezim Mutar L'Shalcha. So the Menachas Lino just leaves us all, said Sarachian. Why should all of that be? No? After all, wouldn't we expect, the Menachas Lino writes, that lechatchila one should not do, model B. After all, why should we allow a person, lechatchila, to be mafrish bikurim, almanas l'shalchim biyad shliach? Why is that even an option? A person has an opportunity to be mafrish bikurim, to fulfill the mitzvah of hava, as well as the mitzvah of mikra bikurim. And he's being mafrish in such a way that it only facilitates hava, not mikra bikurim. Why should that be? Why should that be? And therefore the Menachas Lino writes, just as in the Reish of the Rambam, that hamafrish bikur of stam, lo yishalchem biyad shliach, we would expect the Rambam should say that lechatchila, one should not be mafrish. I'm going to ask a person stuck, and that's only option, we'll still tell him to be mafrish bikurim. But what exactly is that difference? The Menachas Lino signs off, ve'eni mei v'nachiluk, and v'tzarachiyun. Why should, in fact, that make a difference? Again, this Menachas Lino is surprising. It sounds like what is consistent with, right, again, what the Menachas Lino writes when it comes, at least to Karban Pesach, that you cannot set yourself up in a situation of exemption. And therefore, why is it mutter to be mafrish bikurim amanas l'shalchim biyad shliach? After all, according to all those other arguments of the Menachas Lino, maybe we want to argue, what do you mean? If the conditions of the mitzvah have not yet met, so therefore one is exempt, and you don't have to walk with your head down if you're exempt from a mitzvah. So it's surprising. Again, the fact that the Menachas Lino goes as far as he does when it comes to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and the fact that in other cases the Menachas Lino questions, right, whether there's anything wrong, right, as he does when it comes to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Both positions, that of the Tzlach as well as the Menachas Lino, when it comes to our case of Derech Rechoka, seem to be somewhat extreme. No? Seem to be somewhat extreme. To argue, right, as the Tzlach does, that the Lo Ra'inu V'lo Matzinu, that what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with being exempt from something? Right? I would argue, at least intuitively, right, that sounds somewhat strange. That everybody is being Ola Regel, and this person is bolting, right? And lo and behold, he happens to find himself B'derech Rechoka because he consciously positioned himself there, that somehow is considered to be, right, value neutral, that's considered to be that which is okay. At the same time, however, to argue as far as the Menachas Lino does, that's called a bittel essay, aside from the fact that Rashi almost explicitly writes in the Samachas that's not true, right? That's called a bittel essay. And even the mid-position of the Menachas Lino, a bit l'asei b'li karis, where do you find such a thing? Where do you find a person who's mevatel l'esei karam pesach without a chiyuv karis? Where do you find that? Where do you find that hagdara, that category? A bit l'esei karam pesach b'li karis. Menachas Lino admits that if you're b'derech karis, you're not chiyuv karis. That's a bit l'asei b'li karis. So where do you find that? Poshup Shana, I would argue, whenever you mevatel l'esei karam pesach, you're chayiv karis. And the reason there's no karis for derech rechoka is because that's not called the bittel essay at all. Mecha teisa that there's a third category of bittel essay of karam pesach, b'li karis. So, how would one navigate? What exactly is that mid position? So this is a ha'ara that you find in Menachas Asher, Rav Shweis discusses at length. It's found in Bereishis and Simen Chaf Aleph. It's found elsewhere as well. Rav Shweis discusses at length, the concept of Ratzon HaTorah. And the prime makar is that sugya we discussed earlier in Bav Metzia and Daf Amud Beis Amud Aleph, right, the sugya of Tzar Balei Chaim. And that's where the Gemara writes that Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa. Tsar balei chayim is daraisa. And even though it's explicit in the Gemara that tsar balei chayim is in fact daraisa, very unclear what is its makar. The Gemara never mentions a makar for tsar balei chayim. And if you look in the Rishonim, you have many, many different possibilities. And that's Simin, Breishis, Chof Aleph. Rashawai cites 11 different makaros. And Rishon and Acharonim as to the source of tsar balei chayim. The most explicit in the Rishonim is the following. If you look in Rashi elsewhere, Rashi writes in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches that the makar of tsar balei chayim is prika, what we just discussed, prika. Now, if there is undeniably a mitzvah prika, and the pasuk therefore tells us that if an animal is suffering, you're obligated to relieve the animal of that burden, the mitzvah prika, so you see that tsar balei chayim is daraisa. Or if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, there in that sugya in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, the Ravid writes that it's derived from losachsam shorbedisha. Now, if there's an isser losaseh, then one is not allowed to muzzle an animal, as the animal is working for you, the isser of chasima. So don't you see, can't you derive, that tsar balei chayim is daraisa? Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with chasima? Isn't it not that the animal is suffering as a result, and therefore suffering is inappropriate? So the question really is as follows. What exactly does that mean? The inappropriateness of. Now, we see from prika the inappropriateness of tsar balei chayim. We see from chasima the inappropriateness of tsar balei chayim. What exactly does that mean? It certainly doesn't mean that a person who's guilty of tsar balei chayim violates the isra of losachsam shabadisha. That certainly is not true. He'll get malchus losachsam shabadisha. Obviously not. That's a mitzvah mugderes. The isra of chasima requires chasima and daish. There are so many conditions that are necessary, right? The conditions are not met in simple cases of tsar balei chayim. Rashi did not mean to say that if a person violates tsar balei chayim, he's mevatel the mitzvah sasei of prika. There's, the animal is not carrying any burden whatsoever. But nonetheless, tsar balei chayim. What Rashi and the Ravid meant is as following, that you can glean, you can derive from. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? So apparently you see a very great chiddush. You know what that means? That means daraisa. That means daraisa. If I can derive from a mitzvah ktsuva, mitzvah mugderes, that this is appropriate or inappropriate, that is called daraisa. That is called daraisa, even though it's not one of tariq mitzvahs. Tsar balei chayim is not going to be part of your minyan ha-mitzvahs, but nonetheless, it's daraisa. You know, one could have argued that tsar balei chayim is kadoshim tihiyu, the Ramban's Navel B'Shus HaTorah. Maybe one could have argued it's part of Asisa Yashav HaTov, but that's not what the Gemara says. If a person is guilty of Tzar Balei Chaim, you wouldn't say to that person, Kadoshim to you. You would say, the Gemara writes in Bav Metzida Flamed Beis, Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. So if you look in the Tshuva Seradvaz, this is found in Simen Kuf Samaches. The Radvaz has a section which is called Lashono Saramba. So it's found in Simen Elef, Tav Kuf Mem Beis. The Tshuva Seradvaz writes, Tzar Balei Chaim is neither a mitzvah sasei, nor is it a mitzvah lo saseh, but it's a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. Ein lav osa ela isra bilvad. Tzar balei chayim is an isra daraisa. It's an isra. Not an osa, not a lo saseh, but it's an isra. An isra daraisa. Ah, chidush, no? But there is such a hagdar. Something is not a mitzvah saseh, it's not a mitzvah lo saseh, but it's a din daraisa. A din daraisa. So what exactly is this? What exactly is this called? So perhaps this opens up to the world, right, to this broader Hagdara. The broader Hagdara, a term the Chazon Ish uses, is Ratzon Hator. Ratzon Hator. Sometimes, undeniably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys his Ratzon through the Torah Hashem. This is Ratzon Habore. And if that is true, maybe you could disagree and say this is not the Ratzon Hashem. But let's assume that no, you're not going to disagree. You're going to argue as Rashi does, that you see from Perika that Tzar Balei Chaim is undesirable. You see from Chasima that Tzar Balei Chaim is undesirable. So what does that mean, something is undesirable? It's not just an Isra Midos. it's not just be'idon rischa, right? No, the Gemara says tzar balei chayim is daraisa. This is the concept of ratzon ha'Torah. This is what the Chazon Ish writes in Yeradein Simen Kuf Mem Tes when it comes to kibud av v'aim. What exactly is included in kibud av v'aim? So that's the Chiddush the Chazon Ish writes. There are two tiers. There are two tiers to kibud av v'aim. One tier of kibud av v'aim is the Gemara Kedushin and Daf Lamed Aleph, which is the mitzvah mugderes. That's the kibud av v'aim of machilo, malbisho, mashkehu, right? When the Gemara says hizeh kibud, what is kibud av v'aim? The Gemara gives you technical services. That's the technical mitzvah mugderes of kibud av v'aim. And what about what we colloquially refer to, the more intuitive kibud av v'aim? And what is that? The broader kibud av v'aim. What is that? The Chazon Ish writes, that is Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah. That's Daraisa. It's not as Chamor as that which is technically included in the Hagdara of Kibud and Moreh, but nonetheless, that is also Min HaTorah. And as a Raya, the Chazon Ish quotes the Chiddushei HaRashba and Yevamos Ndava. There, the Chiddush HaRashba is bothered by the Gemara you're all familiar with. What happens if a person has a conflict between other mitzvot Hashem, Yisurim, and Kibud av v'aim? A parent tells you to be Mechal HaShabbos. A parent tells their son who is a Kohen, go take a walk in the Beis HaKvaras. Hitame. Make yourself tame. Yacho Yishmalo. The Gemara writes, maybe you think you should listen to the parent. It's a chiddush, no? You're in a dilemma. Now, on the one hand, the Torah says observe Shabbos. On the other hand, the father is telling you to be mechallel Shabbos. On the one hand, you're a Kohen and you have to preserve your Kedushas Kohuna. On the other hand, the father says to you, go be metame yourself. Because you don't exactly know what to do. So you need a kasev ashlishi. Achesh shabsos etishmaro to tell us that priority is given to the Torah over the will of the father. So the Rashba is very bothered. Why is that a conflict? Why is that kibud av v'aim? No? Where does that come from? When you learn that sikh in Kedushin HaFlamana, kibud av v'aim, what is kibud av v'aim? The Gemara does not say, well, the pasuk means that kibud av v'aim is machilam abishim ashkeu and bimachal shabbos and bimatamirs. That's not part of the mitzvah kibud av v'aim. Kibud av v'aim is providing very concrete, defined services. So, what in the world does the Gemara think? That you need a pasuk? You need a kasav hashlishi? Yachal, why in the world yachal itmalo? So the Rashba writes, you have to assume that Gemara is referring to a little bit more than that. It's not that the father said, go jump in the Beis HaKvaras. That's not what the father told you to do. The father said, be mechallel Shabbos. The father told you, machilo, mashkeyu. The father says, I am very hungry. I desire food. And you are obligated to service the father. Now you know what? Lo and behold, you know where the food is? The food's in the Beis HaKvaros. The only way I can access the food is by stepping to the Beis HaKvaros. The only way I can access the food is through an act of Chilul Shabbos. So that I understand. That's called Machilo. So on the one hand, Kibud av v'aim Machilo. On the other hand, Shabbos. So when I have that dilemma, that's where Yachal Yishmalo Tamad Lomar Achesh Avsosai Tishmar. Okay. The Chazon Ish is bothered because when you look in the Rashba doesn't say it exactly the way I did. The Rashba writes, what's the case? What's the case? The Rashba writes, the case is where the father is very hungry, the father is in need of food, but it can only be accessed by Isser. So the Rashba continues. Because if the father just said, go jump in the Beis HaKvaros, if the father just said, Bimachal HaShabbos, the Rashba writes, that is not the type of kibud av v'aim that would require a pasuk, that would require a kasav ashlishi she'achri b'neihem. The only time you need the pasuk is in the case the Rashba describes. Because otherwise, that is not the type of kibbutz aim that requires a pasuk. Oh, that's the piece the Chazanish puts up on. No? What do you mean? I would have said, because when the father says, go jump in the Beis HaKfaros, that's not kibbutz aim. The Rashba writes, that's not the type of kibbutz aim that requires a kosov ha-shlishi. What exactly does that mean? Oh, that's the Chiddush that the Chazanish writes. This is what the Rashba means. When you have the type of kibbutz aim, which is mefurish b'kra, which the Gemara interprets, machila, malbisha, mashkehu, that is a real conflict. You have two chiyuvim that are explicit. One is the kibbutz aim, services. The other is, don't be metami yourself. So what now do I do? That's when you need the kasav ashlishi. But if a father will just tell you to do something which is not the technical mitzvah of kibbutz aim, that is kibbutz aim in HaTorah, but it is not mufurish v'kra. That's what the Chazanish writes, is the ratzon HaTorah. And when you have a conflict between the Ratzon HaTorah as opposed to that which is Mefurish B'kra, like Chil Shabbos, you don't need a Kosav HaShlishi. That's obvious in terms of the hierarchy of things, that which is expressed, that which is explicit, is going to take priority over the broadest Ratzon HaTorah. That's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. But the Chazanish writes that you see undeniably that there's a broader aspect of kibbutz aim, even though it's not part of the mitzvah mugderes. And what is that called? That's the term of ratzon hatorah. What would a makor be for this concept of ratzon hatorah? I mentioned a chiddush that Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kuntros Divrei Sofrim. That's Rabbi Chanan is discussing the mitzvah lishmol Divrei Chachamim. Right, it's found in Simon Aleph of the Kuntros Divrei Sofrim and Osios Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel. Rabbi Chanan is bothered. What's the binding power? What's the binding power of the mitzvah Yishmol Divrei Chachamim? So there he quotes a targum that I think could be relevant to this issue. Not necessarily only the mitzvah Yishmol Divrei Chachamim, but relevant to this issue. And that's the pasuk in Yirmiyah in Perek Yates, where Bnei Yisrael are engaged in practices of Avodah Zarah, and the Navi criticizes Knesset Yisrael that which you are doing is Asher Lo Tzivisi V'lo Dibarti V'lo Olsa Alibi. That's Lashon of the Pasuk, right? Yirmiyahu Navi says, what are you doing? There was no Tzivui, there was no Dibur, and Olsa Alibi. What exactly do those phrases mean? So Targum writes as follows, Lo Tzivisi means a Tzivui of Tarik Mitzvos. Why are you doing this? Well, is this a mitzvah? Was there a mitzvah in the Torah that says that this is what you should do? Well, obviously not. And what does lo dibarti mean? Was there any nevuah? Was there a navi who communicated to you al yedei dibur that this is what you should do? Well, why are you doing this? The Torah doesn't say to do this. Nor was there a navi that said that this is what you should do. Tzivisi dibarti. And what's lo osa alibi? That's where the Targum writes, Lo Rava Kadama. Lo Rava Kadama. Rava Kadama means, this is not my Ratzon, this is not my will. In other words, Navi criticizes Knesset Yisrael that you're doing something which is neither a tzivui, nor communicated to Al Yedei Navi, nor is this Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Chanan uses this for Dinim D'Rabbanan. I would suggest that maybe Din Rabbanan could be one example of, but it's a much broader category, This is the category of Ratzon HaTorah, Ratzon Hashem. When it's not part of the Tzivui, and when it's not part of the Nevuah expressly given to the Navi, but Rava Kadamai. No doubt you see from Perika, or you see from Chasima, that this is not the Ratzon Hashem. You can't argue that abuse of an animal is value neutral, because then how do you explain the mitzvah mugderes of Prika or the issa d'oraisa of Chasima? Maybe that's part of the Ratzon HaTorah of Rava Kadamai. Something doesn't have to be a tzivim afurash. One no doubt could suggest the following chiddush, that perhaps that's true when it comes to our case of Derech Rechoka. What's wrong with a person who opts out, all of Knesset Yisrael as being Ola Regel, and he will specifically see to it that, you know what, I will plant myself in Chutz Laretz, that I'll have to see the Makaros, but for some reason, Tosa says I'm going to be exempt from, right, Ali in the regular or from Karban Pesach. A person who consciously finds himself Biderech Rechoka to be Potem in a Karban. What's wrong with that? You don't have to assume two extremes, either that it's value neutral or that it's a Bitul Esei Daraisa. The essay of Karban Pesach is Derech Krova. But short of the essay where you're Chayav Kareis, do you have to necessarily assume that therefore anything short of the Isser Kareis is value neutral? Right, the person will learn Maseches Megillah well enough to know that if I travel from city to city to city, I'm neither a Ben Krach, nor a Ben Ir, nor a Ben Kfar, and I'll never be Chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah. Right, so bragging rights, that never Chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah, that is the Ratzon HaChachamim. Not to be Chayav in Karban Pesach, that is the Ratzon HaShem. Putting one in such a situation of exemption min HaMitzvos. So, hard to argue that that's considered to be the Ratzon HaTorah. And if it's not Ratzon HaTorah, that doesn't mean that it's Kedoshim Tiyu or Sisi HaShavatov. That's Tzar Balei Chaim, which is Daraisa, Din Daraisa, which is not Ketzuvah, which is not Mufurish B'Kra. Rav HaShoyis once suggested that perhaps this is the Sfar that underlies that view of the Balamor. Where the Balamor writes in Shabbos and Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Harif, where the Balamor sheet is, a person cannot put themselves in a situation of Dechiyas Yisurin. I'll set up a situation of Dechiyas Yisurin. Now, that case in the Balamor was the fantastic one, where you have a limited amount of water to perform a bris on Shabbos. So the Ramban writes, as long as you have enough water to wash the child before the Mila, no problem. Wash the child before the Mila, do the bris Mila, now you have no provisions to take care of the needs of the child lachar hamila, no problem. Lachar hamila, the child is a chol masukun. Now pikoach nefesh is dochi isurim, so now you can do whatever you want. So I can't heat up water before the bris, but you know what? I'll do the bris, and now I'll have to heat up water malacha daraisa to satisfy the needs of the child because of pikoach nefesh. So the Balamor writes that you're not allowed to do that. If you're in a situation where you know that you don't have the ample provisions necessary for bris milah, you're not allowed to perform the bris. You cannot just simply reason, well, after the bris, I'll be in a situation of pikoach nefesh, and now I'm given license to do whatever I want. That's the chiddush of the Balamor, the Ramban. When do we assume a person can put himself in a situation of dechiyas isurin? So let's give the following issue. A person follows the Ramban. Right, he does the bris milah bizman on Shabbos, mitzvah rabba, and now the child is a cholam asukan, so pikoach nefesh is doch yisurim. So the Balamor will turn to you and say, you shouldn't have done that. So I'll respond to the Balamor and say, exactly what was the issur? What was the issur? What point did I stumble? Bris milah on Shabbos is a mitzvah rabba, pikoach nefesh is a mitzvah rabba. What exactly did I do that's wrong? If you look in the Mincha Shlomo on Simin Zayin, where Shlomo Zalman writes that even the Balamor would have to admit this is not an Issa Daraisa. What's the Issa Daraisa? Where is there an Issa Daraisa? Bris Milah is Doche Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. Where is there a Malacha Daraisa involved in anything that you did? So Shlomo Zalman writes, it must be that the Balamor Shita is that setting up a situation of Dechiyas Yisurim is an Issa Darabana. If you look, there's a separate sefer, a sefer zikaron for Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich. So there, if you look in Simen Samachay, it raises this issue. It's an Os Lamed Dalid, and it quotes the name of Rav Shimon Shkab, that this is the Essay de Shabbosan, a chiddush, the Essay de Shabbosan. You know the Ramban in Vayikra, right? In Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chav Dalid, where the Ramban writes his magnificent description, that a person can avoid lamites malachos, but he can act on Shabbos as though it's a day of chol. He rides to work on his horse. There's a Mishnah Beitz and a Flamed Vav. That's an Issa Drabanan. And he does business. The same Mishnah. That's a Gzeira Drabanan. Good. So he'll write. He writes. So don't write with your right hand. Write with your left hand. Klachayad. So Ramban writes that Hayitachi. No. The phrase Ramban uses is. Psucha, chanuyos psuchos. No, the stores are open, you're doing business, that Shabbos. But the person is very careful not to violate any one of the Lamatas Melachos. Can that be? And he'll make sure to have his trusty guy next to him that any time Melacha really is needed, so he'll just do so. Aydeh Anemir L'Achri, so Shabbos Kufnu, Anemir L'Achri is a Shvust Rabbanah. The Rabban writes, can that be that that is considered to be Shemir Shabbos? The Rabban writes, that's why the Torah adds, in addition to the Lav Daraisa, Vosasa Komalacha, the essay of Shabbosah. Because the essay of Shabbosah is going to take on a world of its own above and beyond Malacha. And we once discussed in the Shir, no, the exact Hagdara. So what is included, what's not included? Not so simple, right? What is included? But in a word, right, the Ramban writes that there are those things that are not a Malacha, they're forbidden min HaTorah. The Ramban's Hagdara is Malachis Tircha Va'amel. Tircha Va'amel. No? That is considered to be Nisadaraisa. So Rosh Hashkaf said a very great chiddush that maybe that's the svara of the Balamor. No, sometimes the Balamor agrees with the Rabban. No, that's this case where Dichias Yisurim. It doesn't technically have to be a Malacha Daraisa to say that this is forbidden min HaTorah. Dichias Yisurim. Look, if you're faced with such a situation, no choice. But setting up the situation of Dichias Yisurim, right? That, perhaps according to the Balamor, is considered to be a bitul essay of Shabbos. That itself is a very, very great chiddush. You don't necessarily find that that's true. Right? The chiddush of Asim Ois suggested is, again, this whole mahalich of Ratzon HaTorah, of Ratzon HaTorah. In our case, it clearly is not the Ratzon Hashem that a person should seek out to be exempted from the mitzvah HaTorah. And if the Chachamim do that, they find a certain, let's say, legal fiction. The Gemara always points out there must be a great sarach to do so. Right? If Hil HaZaken was Ginzitut Prusbo, there must have been a compelling, compelling sarach, a counterbalance, to allow that to be done. And maybe that's only because Machokas Bayin Rav, Malchus Narmim Ravid, or maybe only because Shvius Bisman Azez Drabana. If Shvius would be Daraisa, we never would have done such a thing. Why? After all, it's Midin Hefker Bezen Hefker. No? One of the possibilities in the Gemara. So, Acham could always do, yeah, but why in the world would Acham do such a thing? Why would they apply Hefker Bezen Hefker to go against what the Torah is telling you to do? If they would utilize Hefker Bezen Hefker, Bezen could declare Hefker Bezen Hefker that your property is not yours and anyone who can come and they can take it from you and they won't violate Isra of Gezel. But why in the world would they do such a thing? No? So there must be a compelling circumstance that caused Bezdin to invoke, right, a Hefker Bezen Hefker. Because otherwise, right, obviously this is not the Ratzon HaTorah that this should be done. The Torah mentions the Ratzon Hashem is exactly the opposite, that a person should freely lend, right, even knowing that the Shnas HaSheva is close and good, Shvius will be Meshametes, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, is going to take care. But sometimes falling short of the Chachamim have no choice. But if you ask what is the ideal Ratzon Hashem, it's clear from the Gemara that the answer is not prusable. Right? That Ratzon HaTorah, that's considered to be that which is Daraisa. And if that's true in terms of avoidance of mitzvah saseh, like our case in the Gemara, maybe that's also true of Dechias Yisurin. To be able to construct a case where in the more technical sense you're not violating an express iser, but again, maybe that's not just called, not within the spirit of the halacha. Sometimes that's called, right, the Ratzon HaTorah. So maybe that's true when it comes to the cases of Derech HaChalka. You don't have to argue in such extreme terms as Menachas Chinuch that it's a bitul asay or that tzlach that, lo matzinu. Right? But no, matzinu. Matzinu is a din daraisa. The Derech HaChalka is considered to be, right, that which falls short of Ratzon Hashem, even though that's not necessarily a bitul asay. One could envision many different cases which would fall into this Hagdara of Ratzon HaTorah. Obviously one always has to exercise caution, right? You know, when something is a mitzvah mugderes, it's obvious to us that that is Ratzon Hashem. When something is not a mitzvah mugderes, right, one has to demonstrate that this is considered to be the Ratzon Hashem, as Rashi does from Prika, or as the Raiva does from Chasima, but without that makar, that's true. I've often mentioned that I thought was a resolution to lemeidim or ein lemeidim ikodan matan Torah. Right, that even though mitzvos mugdaros, one cannot learn from Kodam Matan Torah, That's the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah Chulin Daf Kuf, when it comes to Bris Milah, or when it comes to Gid Hanasha, or the Yerushalmi in Perek Emomed Katan, when it comes to Avelos, Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim. We're not going to learn Dine Avelos. We're not going to learn all the Dine Mila or the Isurim of Gid Hanasha from Kodesh Matan Torah, and therefore the Prote Dinim, whether Gid Hanasha applies to a Behema Temeya, we're not going to learn from Kodesh Matan Torah. Whether Yom Hashmini is only a natural birth or even a cesarean section, the Sugi and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hey, that's what the Gemara says, Nitna Torah Nischad Shalacha. But does it mean that in the realm of mitzvos that the practice of the Avos are irrelevant? Of course not. Right? When it comes to so many mitzvos, we derive from Kodesh Matan Torah. Whether it's the Sugi that we'll have in the next Amud, right? Dala Maralu, Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvos, Vyashkim Avram Baboker. The fact that it's learned from Kodesh Matan Torah, does that mean Zrizim Akdim is only a Din D'Rabbanan? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Right? The concept of Ein Marbim Simcha B'Simcha, that's Yerushalmi and Perek Aleph of Moed Katan, that's learned from Malei Shavuazos. The fact that Yaakov was told to first finish the Shivas Mimishta of Leah before marrying Rachel, Ein Marbim Simcha B'Simcha, the Gemara writes, and Yivamos Naf Membeis, the concept of Havchana, that when a woman's husband dies, when she's divorced, she can't marry right away, because if she'll marry immediately, and a child is soon after born, you're not going to know who the father is. And why is it so important to know who the father is? The Kosek says, Liosachem Lakim Lazarcha Acharecha, that in Breishis is called the Matan Torah. Right? The need to preserve Yuchsin in Zera, the concept of Arvus, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Kufayim Gimel, how do you know Arev Mishtabed? The Gemara quotes Yehuda. Anochi Avena, no, Yehuda, Kodesh Matan Torah. We discussed at length Hidr Mitzvah. No, the Ravid in Sukkadav Yud Aleph, Hidr Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa, the Ravid writes. Where is Hidr Mitzvah? Kodesh Matan Torah, no Tzivui, no Tzivui. When Bnei Yisrael sang Zek Keli Vanveyu, Shira Sayam, that's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tarik Mitzvahs? That's not a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tarik Mitzvahs. But the Ravid writes, that's D'Oraisa. The Ravid writes that Hidr Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa. How can it be a Din D'Oraisa when it's not derived from a Tzivui Akra? And I would argue the answer in all these cases is Ratzon HaTorah, Ratzon HaTorah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Avraham Avinu for his Zrizim Akdim the mitzvos, you say that that is a priority. It doesn't have to be one of the Tariq mitzvos. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with, that's a Din D'Oraisa, that's Tzar Balei Chayim D'Oraisa. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists that you preserve Yuchsin, that's a Din D'Oraisa. You see that the Torah incorporates Malei Shavuazos. You see that that Kepeda is Ratzon HaTorah on a level of D'Oraisa. The Rambam writes that Bilam was criticized for hitting the Asam. Well, you see, Tzar Balei Chaim is D'Oraisa. Why would that be a criticism if it's value neutral? So if the Kadosh Baruch Hu criticizes someone, you see that that's wrong. But you're going to say Mehecha Teisim? Where's the Tzivui? No, the fact that you're criticized for doing something. So if the Torah records that, that's considered very relevant. If the Torah records Zekei Vanveyu, that's beautiful Shira. And part of the Shira is that Hisnala Fana B'Mitzvos. Yes, you see, that's D'Oraisa, the Ravid writes. That's a Din D'Oraisa. Right? It doesn't have to be one of Tariq Mitzvos. So you're right, that Rashba, Yivamos, Navav, on the scale of things, in terms of Chumra and Kula, when you're talking about the Chiyas Yisurim, so there's a marked difference in whether it is a mitzvah mugderes, a mitzvah ktsuva, as opposed to whether it's the broader Ratzon HaTorah. But it doesn't mean Ratzon HaTorah, take it or leave it. It means Ratzon HaTorah, Tzar Balei Chaim, which is considered to be that which is D'Oraisa. That's an important chiddush, right? That Poshim Shat is relevant to these cases of Derech Rechoka. The implication of Tosfos, right, that there's a p'tur of Aliyah L'Regel, or perhaps even a p'tur of Karban Pesach for one who is in Chutz Lares. That's the Ha'ara of the Tzlach, the Ha'ara of Mishle Melech, Minchas Chinuch, Mehecha Teisi. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? Does Tosfos just simply mean this is called Derech Rechoka? There's no difference between someone who is in Eretz Yisrael, but at a distance, or as opposed to someone who is in Chutz Laretz. So Chutz Laretz is just an extreme example of Derech Rechoka. Doesn't sound that way from Tosfos. Right? Tosfos is trying to justify why Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not go ahead and offer a Karan Pesach. That's what the Tosfos of Rashba writes.
And his answer is because Chutz Laretz. The answer is simply Derech HaChoka. One would expect that Tosus to say it in that particular fashion. You get the impression that somehow, right, Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz Laretz is very critical for Aliyah LeRegel and crucial for the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach, HaMeheichat Taisin. Where, in fact, should that be seen? So the starting point, I think, is a sugi in Horios and Daf Gimel, and that is explicit in what the Gemara tells us. There the Gemara tells us the following, that if a person b'shogeg violates an iser, which b'meiz it one would be chayav kares, a person is obligated to bring a karban chatas. Good. And what happens if the reason for the person's iser, the reason for his avera, was because of a horas bezdin? You're blaming me. This Sanhedrin declared that this is heter gamur. I was just following the instruction of the Sanhedrin. This is what they said. So in such a case, as you know, if it's a result of that type of shigigas hara, so therefore, look, I don't have to bring a personal individual karban, but that is parhan davar shel tzibur. That if there is a horas Sanhedrin, and all or rove of the tzibur violate this avera, listening to the instruction of the Sanhedrin, so in such a case, the Sanhedrin will offer the parhlam dever shel tzibur, and all of us are nichlal, all of us are exempted. So when you make that assessment, rov of the tzibur that violates the din daraisa as a result of the instruction of the Sanhedrin, how do you determine rov versus miut? Who counts? Who counts? So a chiddush, the Gemara writes in Horios, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Amar Rav Asi uvehora, when it comes to hora, parm davar shel tzibur. Right? Rashi writes that horu bezdin va'osu rov kohol al pihen. How do you determine rov and miut? So Rav Asi writes a chiddush that halach achar rov yoshvei eretz Yisrael. Wow. Who counts? Toshavei Haaretz. Toshavei Haaretz. Rashi writes that Osam Shebechutz Laretz Eino Min Haminyan. B'nei Chutz Laretz not even counted. Not counted. On what basis? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk that Vayashlama Be'esah Hi Esachag, and the celebration of Shlom Melech is described as being Kol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol. It was a great gathering, right? Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Wait, you're describing Knesset Yisrael. And who was included? No, the pasuk gives you the boundaries. Milavo Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. The Gvulos Haaretz. So apparently, you see, the Gemara says that Hanihu de'ikre kohol. Kohol is referred to as Toshavei Haaretz. Beyond that, that's not true. Wow. So Adin Daraisa. When it comes to Parm Davar Shel Tzibur, those who count, those are Min HaMinyan, are Toshavei Haaretz. Apparently, you see from the Gemara a very great Chiddush. And that is that Eretz Yisrael is not only relevant in terms of Mitzvos HaTliyos Baretz. Good. There we understand there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz, but other mitzvos as well, such as Parm Davar Shel Tzibur, right? There also, all of a sudden, right? Eretz Yisrael is considered to be paramount. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara says because they're referred to as kohol, right? A very great chiddush. If you look in the Yerushalmi, right, on that sugya, the Yerushalmi and Horios, Perek Aleph, right, Halacha Beis, Yerushalmi quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, L'ri'iyah, for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, Ri'iyas Panim, Hilchu Milavo Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Wow. When it comes to the Chiyuv, V'lo Yerov Panay Reikam, who is included in that? The answer is Milavol Chamas Ad Nacham Yitzrayim. This, which the Bavli tells us, right, is relevant for Parm Davar Shel Tzibur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yerushalmi writes that that's relevant for Aliyah LeRegel. Only B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they are the ones who are chayiv in Aliyah LeRegel. Why exactly is that true? So take a look, if you can, for tomorrow, the Rambam. The Rambam is in the Pirush Mishnayis in Bechoros, right, in Perek Dalet Mishne Gimel. The Rambam adds other cases as well. Smicha Sakein. You want to confer smicha to a chacham. Right? The Rambam is bothered that that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael relevant to smicha sakeinim? I understand that Eretz Yisrael is relevant to mitzvah satelias baretz. Why is it relevant to smicha sakeinim, or kiddush hachodesh, or aliyah leregel, or parol nevar shel tzibur? These have nothing at all to do with kedushas haaretz. So why should we assume that somehow that Eretz Yisrael is relevant to that factor? So take a look. That's what the Rambam describes. And take a look at the Rambam right in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halachavav. There, right, the Rambam writes that smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. And a pretty interesting chiddush. The Rambam defines the border, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And you know what the Rambam does? He defines Eretz Yisrael in terms of Ole Mitzrayim. Ole Mitzrayim. You know, the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered. This Minchas Chinuch is found in Mitzvah Kufchav. Minchas Chinuch is bothered. Wait a second. Why in the world is that relevant? The Rambam is discussing where smicha occurs. The Rambam writes, Chiddush number one, smicha is only Eretz Yisrael. Chiddush number two, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are based on Ole Mitzrayim. Why in the world is that true? Right. After all, when you look in the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam writes that the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael that we have today is not because of Ole Mitzrayim. The original Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was only Kidsha L'Shata, not Kidsha L'Shava. That's not the Kedusha we have. The Kedushas HaAretz we have Bizman Hazeh is a function of Bayisheni, it's a function of Ezra. That's the Rambam writes at great length. So what's surprising? Number one, this chiddush that smicha only Eretz Yisrael. But then number two, the details. If you want to define Eretz Yisrael, so how do you define Eretz Yisrael? What in the world does that have to do with Ole Mitzrayim? Or to put it differently, the Rambam has a different definition for Eretz Yisrael when it comes to smicha, as the Rambam does when it comes to mitzvah satelias baretz. Smicha is dependent on Ole Mitzrayim. And mitzvah satelias baretz are dependent on Ezra and Bayisheni. Why in the world should that be? So the Minchas Chinuch writes this difficult, difficult chiddush, and that is, yeah, that's not really what the Rambam means. The Rambam means, you know, initially it was only Mitzrayim, but then the Rambam's like telling you, now look in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, but that no longer applies, right? And for us, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are much, much more limited. Yeah, but it doesn't seem that way from the Rambam at all. Right, that the Rambam is telling you what was then, but what is not now. That's what the Rambam is telling you. The Rambam tells us that the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are based on Ole Mitzrayim. Despite the fact that the Rambam holds that that Kedusha was only Kedusha L'Shata, not Kedusha L'Sadava. So what exactly is this? Apparently there must be different aspects of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedusha Sa'aretz of Eretz Yisrael, Lagabe, Mitzvah Satelias Baretz, is not necessarily relevant when it comes to other Mitzvah Satorah. Other Mitzvah Satorah. That's the Hashmatas Ramban. Now take a look and get in Daf Beis. Tosus is very bothered, no? That sometimes you get the impression that Akko is within Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes you get the impression that Akko is outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how do you resolve all these theories, Tosus writes? So Tosus writes, seemingly a difficult answer. No? What do you mean? Just the line went right through Akko. So part of Akko was within, part of Akko was without. Any Gemara that says within is referring to the inner part of Akko. Mm-hmm. And any Gemara without the outer part of Akko. Tosfos writes, the dividing line of Eretz Yisrael went right smack through the city. Okay. Take a look at the Ramban and Hashmatos and Gittin, Daf Beis and Aleph. The Ramban writes, ooh, it depends what you're talking about. For certain halachos, Akko has Kedushas Haaretz.
And for other halachos, it doesn't have Kedush Haaretz, because it was part of the initial promise of Eretz Yisrael, but it was not conquered in the time of Ezra. So therefore, for certain halachos, Mitzvos HaTlias Baretz, Akko doesn't have a Kedush Haaretz. But if you want to know, for example, what is the meaning of the pasuk, Eini Hashem Lokechama? Right? Kaviyachol, right? The special Hashras Hashchin of Eretz Yisrael, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. But that depends on Ezra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends on what Ezra did in the time of Vayisheni, which depends on Koresh's permission. Right? Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are not necessarily one halacha. And now it all depends. Something's yes, something. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. You want to discuss a mitzvah daraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's the Ramban. You're not going to be bound by Ezra. What the mitzvah daraisa of Yishuv Eretz depends on by Yesheni. Why the Rosh Hashanah depend on by Yesheni? Right? You will fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz if you live in Akko, even though there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros. Because Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Gabi Trumas and Maestros, depends on Kibush. Yeah, that will depend on Ezra. But the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not dependent on any type of kibush and bayisheni. Fantastic, Ramban. Now that's l'shitase, the Ramban, that there's a separate mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's not just simply a tool to perform mitzvahs atalias baretz. And this is the biggest raya, no? Because the Ramban writes there are areas where you don't have mitzvahs atalias baretz, but you still fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? There are broader implications of Eretz Yisrael other than just simply details in terms of Mitzvahs HaTliyos Baretz themselves. That's what we'll have to see. The Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, right, in terms of this particular issue. If there is a world Eretz Yisrael beyond Mitzvahs HaTliyos Baretz, then we'll start to make sense of the role of Eretz Yisrael in mitzvahs that have nothing at all to do with Trumas and Maestros and Shemitah and Yovel in terms of Gidul HaKarka, no? Like Kerem Pesach, or like Aliyah LeRegel, or Smicha Sekeinim, or Kiddush HaChodesh, or Pavlov Shel Tzibur, right? All these things that are very relevant to Eretz Yisrael, even though they have nothing at all to do with those particular cases. If you can, take a look at the Menachas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kulchav, take a look at these Rambam, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, and then we'll just finish up this.